Indeed, Fáilte Ireland are working with CULTCHA in terms of looking at a feasibility study to release the potential of tourism opportunities at Ard Forest Park. You know, the park is currently enjoyed by a range of visitors that have a really strong sense of local pride, you know, in the area, in the park, and know it really well. But what we want to do is release additional tourism potential for the park.
And what kind of plans are on the table?
At the moment, it'll be very much up. This is partly why we're doing the public consultation process. It's looking at cycle trails, better orientation of the existing trails within the park, wild play, you know, for family, and making it more child friendly.
As you say, it's a gem in Donegal, but maybe not as well known as the likes of Glenveagh National Park and other places like that.
And that's what we want to do. Glenveagh is currently getting in the region of 211,000 visitors, so we want to spread those visitors in that area, and Ard Forest Park has the potential to take additional visitor numbers. But also for us, it's most important that we hold the visitors in the area. We want them to have enough to see and do in an area that they'll stay for 3 to 5 days.
And this, of course, would have far-reaching benefits for local tourism, not just in Chrysler, but further afield as well.
We're very lucky even in that vicinity. We have two hotels that have, in the past couple of years, have gone year-round, and we've Chandon and the Arnolds that are open year-round. So it's very important for us that we have those iconic visitor attractions for visitors year-round so that we can help sustain those businesses to stay open.